Welcome to your five for the day as Christmas approaches. It could be the onset of years, but Christmas seems to come around quicker every year. It is probably the early appearance of adverts and the Christmas commercial juggernaut which gives the impression that Christmas is coming. The event which is celebrated at Christmas is not confined to December or even November. It is not even restricted to being about the Saviour's infancy. It is actually more about his deity, and that is a truth which bears consideration all year round. How do we explain the Almighty stooping to become a tiny infant? It was the greatest condescension the world has ever known or will ever know. Our minds cannot begin to understand what was involved in God becoming a man. We will never begin to comprehend why he who is infinitely rich would become poor, assume a human nature, and enter into a world he knew would reject him and kill him. For nearly 2,000 years, debate has been raging about who Jesus really is. Some say he is one of many gods, a created being, a high angel, a good teacher, or a prophet. The common thread of all such theories is that they make Jesus less than God. But let the Bible speak for itself. John's Gospel begins with a clear statement that Jesus is God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. Who is the Word spoken of in these verses? Well, the Bible removes any doubt. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. The biblical evidence is overwhelming that this child in the manger was the incarnation of God. For one thing, he was omniscient, knew all things. Nathanael was shocked to discover that Jesus knew all about him before they ever met. It was enough to persuade him that Jesus was the Messiah. Jesus' works are convincing proof that he is God. He began his miraculous ministry with a simple act. He created wine at a wedding in Cana. Only God can create. Moreover, he healed people who were hopelessly ill. He gave a blind man eyes. He opened ears that had never heard. He restored withered limbs. He created enough fish and bread to feed thousands. He raised the dead simply by a command. This child was God. Why would God become a man and be born in such a lowly manner and let men treat him the way they did? He did it to make peace between God and humanity. All of us have sinned, and we sin repeatedly. There's none righteous, not even one. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. God hates sin and must respond with his wrath. He is a righteous judge who is angry with the wicked every day. Humanity reacts with more hatred, rebellion, or indifference toward God. There's no fear of God before their eyes. The only possible response of a holy God to our sin is more than we can bear, for the wages of sin is death. Only Jesus, because he alone is both God and man, could ever resolve the conflict. He takes the hand of a repentant, yielding sinner and the outstretched hand of a holy yet loving God, and he joins the two. He can forgive our sins, reconcile us to God, and make peace through the blood of his cross. And God is not reluctant for that to occur. Rather, it is the very reason he sent Christ into the world. God is justifiably angry with our sin, yet he loves us enough that he gave his own Son to live on earth, die on a cross, suffer the full weight of God's wrath, which should have been our lot. He paid the penalty for our sin and can bring peace between us and God. It could not have been done any other way. Will you hear the voice of God in His Word, the Bible, and trust His Son Jesus, our salvation? Our prayer is that you will, and that you will enjoy this Christmas. Thank you for listening.